This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Second Chance Podcast. I'm Raphael Rowe, your host. This podcast series explores the theme of second chance. We raise questions about who deserves a second chance, who decides who gets a second chance, and what a second chance actually means. We speak to people from all walks of life about their experiences, including those who have been given a second chance, and some who you might believe are beyond deserving a second chance. Before I introduce today's episode, I wanted to ask you to support the Raphael Rowe Foundation. The mission of the foundation is to end dehumanisation of people in prison and build safer societies. We work with those who administer prison systems throughout the world and inspire them to abolish dehumanising, degrading and dangerous practices, putting more emphasis on the health, education and rehabilitation of those in their care. So in many prisons across the globe, basic human rights are not being met and systems are collapsing, causing overcrowding, rising violence, suicides and drug issues, making it difficult to rehabilitate inmates and reintegration back into society. I know this because if any of you have watched my Netflix series Inside the World's Toughest Prisons, you would have seen what I'm talking about. So if you want to help, please visit the website at www.raphaelrowefoundation.org and register your support for the work we're doing. And if you can afford to make a donation to help our mission, please click on the donate link on the website, which will take you to our GoFundMe campaign. Thank you. Cookie, not her real name, as she wants to protect her identity, was one of the podcast's first guests. She served 13 years in prison for the murder of her 12-week-old baby boy. During her time inside, she maintained she was innocent. She's been released and continues to protest that she is a victim of a gross miscarriage of justice. She appeared in episode 3.
The day my son died, I was taken from the hospital to a police station and interviewed there. And then I was allowed to leave there with my aunt and go and stop at my cousin's. I wasn't allowed to return to my house. My other two children were taken to a police station. And from there, they were put into temporary foster care.
How old were your other two children at the time?
They would have been 2 and 4.
So you had a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old and a 12-week-old baby who had just died?
Yeah.
What do you say happened?
I believe that my son was unwell. The pathologist found that my son, in his opinion, had old blood in his lungs. And that pathologist said that I had previously attempted to harm my son through smothering, and that 2 days later I killed him through smothering. I know that that's not true. I know that 2 days before my son died, I phoned NHS Direct and told them he was unwell. They felt he wasn't.
Did they examine him? Did you take him in for examination? Was that necessary?
No, wasn't needed. I've got other children. I know all the routine tests you do with an unwell child. I checked nappies. I checked temperature. I checked his body for rashes and any sign of injury. I checked whether he was responding to my voice, whether he had sensation in his hands and feet by tickling. I monitored his feeding. I even checked his soft spot on his skull because he's a baby. So I was checking everything. And he was bringing up a green mucus that filled my hand like overboiled cabbage. And he was bringing up what to this day I maintain was a transparent brown fluid. Because he had no other symptoms, NHS Direct felt he just had a cold. And I trusted them because I was an idiot.
You probably do what any other parent did, or you did what any other parent would have done, which is take the advice from the professionals at the other end of a phone. We do it in our daily lives all the time. If they say, okay, monitor the symptoms, see what happens in a few days. If it's not improved, give us a call back, take a couple of paracetamol or whatever. But that didn't happen in this case. 2 days later, your son was dead.
The next day, he was at my sister's and they say he was okay. The following day, he was a bit tired, but I assumed that was because he'd had a busy day the day before. That afternoon, I fed him on my lap. He went to sleep and I put him in his pushchair, got the other two ready and we went out to the shop. Came back and it was a short while later. I left my son in his pushchair in the back garden because it was sunny and he was asleep. My back garden's secure. So I took the other two in to get them settled. Then I went to get my baby and he'd had a nosebleed. And that's, you try to explain it to yourself that maybe it's because he's in the sun, maybe it's because he's got the condition you had as a child where you were prone to nosebleeds, you know. But you get straight on the phone asking for help. And at the same time as you're doing that, you're trying to make sure the other two aren't panicking and getting hysterical because it's a whole new situation to them as well. My two-year-old at that age was very much a mummy's boy. So in the house, he was constantly with me. So I've got him right next to me while I'm trying to deal with my baby without scaring the two-year-old. But you're so frantic to find out what is wrong and how you can put it right and what your child needs. And the police paramedics came. They tried resus, put my son into an ambulance and took him to the hospital. Because I was trying to calm the other two, I went to the ambulance in a police car behind the ambulance. That's how I got to the hospital.
And was your son still alive when he arrived at the hospital, or had he already passed?
They say that he'd already died. I'm convinced to this day that when I got him out of his pushchair, when I first saw the nosebleed, I was too scared to get him out of the pushchair in case I made it worse. So I phoned NHS Direct. They've asked me if I can wake him. So I've tried that, no response. They've asked me if I can feel a pulse. And at first I couldn't. But to this day, I am convinced I found a weak pulse.
To listen to the whole of this episode, please go to episode 3. It doesn't make for easy listening, but it is the stories we don't hear very often that we can learn from, both the good and the bad. Please share this podcast with your friends, family and colleagues, and follow the show for updates about new episodes by just clicking on subscribe. Your support really matters. You can also be a part of this podcast by rating and reviewing what you've heard and tell us what you think. More importantly, tell others what you think by leaving some comments and feedback. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy Second Chance Podcast. Audio editing is by Audio Avalanche. The original music is by J-Row Productions. The cover design work is by Studio Minerva. Our social media creator is Sophie Warner. This episode was produced by Second Chance Podcast and me, your host, Raphael Rowe.
Favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.